Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him.
Look, you can make the case that was the biggest play of the season. I mean, I think it was, honestly. It was. And don't kid yourself. The fourth down play he made was really big as well, because that receiver had, you know, there was some opening for that ball to be complete to him. But with the way Jalen Carter got in there on fourth down, you know, Stafford just couldn't step up, and the throw was really nowhere near the wide receiver sailing out of bounds, and the Eagles won the game. And it did have a, you know, it wasn't quite down to the goal line, but it did have a Matt Ryan, you know, Julio Jones.
I think we were all thinking about that game, man.
It was the same end of the field,
yep.
Right? I mean, it had a very, it was the same round in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
It had a very similar...
There were no nails left at that point. I mean, seriously.
It was brutal. All right, let's talk about the injuries, which were also brutal. There weren't too many, but there obviously was one with the quarterback particularly notable. Let's listen to what Jalen Hurts said after the game, then we'll get to the Novacare Rehabilitation injury report.
Jalen, how do you feel physically? How you went in the medical tempo? How'd you come out of the game?
It's a tough game, a challenging game. I was able to finish the game and see how the week goes.
Were there separate injuries? Like at the end of the half, it looked like you were slow to get up. You were late coming out of the tunnel. And then, of course, you had the one that sent you to the tent in the second half.
No.
For this week, you said you'll see how the week goes. Is your status uncertain for next week?
Great question. No, I was just seeing how the week would go, seeing how things progress.
So you think you feel confident you'll play next week, I guess?
Yeah.
All right, that's Jalen yesterday. Let's get to the Novacare Rehabilitation Injury Report with Dr. Mark Schwartz, who is an orthopedic surgeon with Burlington County Orthopedic Specialist in Mount Laurel. And we talk to Dr. Schwartz right now. Doc, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Man.
I was at that game yesterday. That's why you never leave a game early.
That, sir, is correct. All right, so let's get to it.
Sure.
You saw the injury. I know you've seen it on, you know, the video copy as well now. His leg gets bent. You saw the way he grimaced. You saw the way he moved thereafter when he was in the game. Gut feeling. What do you think it is?
Gun to my head, gut feeling, maybe a mild MCL sprain, the medial collateral ligament. I think his ankle got caught up, and then I think he tweaked the knee. If you saw him in the tunnel at the end of the game, I think he was still limping. I was on the side where the tent was, and you know he was in there for a little time. I think they might have even put a brace on his knee.
They did. But, that's correct. Now, what makes you? Now, this is interesting. What makes you think it is a mild sprain, as opposed to not using the word mild? No, I know.
Well, they put him back in the game.
Yep.
And I think that was the best. I think that's the kind of litmus test, that he was still able to finish, complete the game. He didn't miss any plays during the game. And I think, you know, he's a man of few words. So he says, I finished the game. I think he'll probably get an MRI this week. They'll probably get some rehab. And I guess they'll see how he feels as the week progresses. But the problem is he's technically a mobile quarterback.
Yep.
And his mobility is definitely impaired.
So, based on the mechanism of injury, is it possible that flexibility prevented injury to some degree, his flexibility? And what about the weather itself, the field? Does that help prevent some injury in those conditions?
Well, you know, being an orthopedic surgeon, these are the times where, you know, we just get deluged with a lot of injuries. And, you know, I'm sure they were wearing, you know, different cleats for this game. But the problem is sometimes if the cleats are too grippy, they're just as bad as if they're not grippy enough, because you can basically get your foot planted and twist your knee. So I guess we'll have to see how the week progresses. But it's a concerning injury for a mobile quarterback.
So if he has a mild MCL sprain, and I know we don't know, but if he does, what would that mean from your perspective for the game versus Washington in 6 days?
I think they probably give him a protective brace to protect the MCL. They may limit how much he actually is running, but I think at this point of the season, it's all hands on deck.
And do you feel confident that he did not tear his ACL?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Good. That's great.
So Quinyon Mitchell had what we thought was a serious shoulder injury because he left the game and didn't come back. When you watched that hit, the way that he it did look like a pretty hellacious load on that shoulder. What do you think that is, the injury itself, and how confident can we be that he'll be coming back potentially this season? He was in good spirits after the game.
Yeah, you know, I think at this point nobody's going to tip their hand concerning, you know, injuries to their opponents, but as you can see, he was, you know, you lead with your shoulder, and it was a direct impact right to the front of the shoulder. The first thing you worry about is a shoulder dislocation, which when the ball comes out of the socket, that was not the case. But most likely, you know, just from what I've seen, I would think it's a what we call an AC joint sprain, where the collarbone meets the shoulder blade bone. And we grade those on a 1-3 scale, you know, mild, moderate, and severe. And if it's a mild sprain, it's possible he can be ready to play with some extra padding under that area. But initially, they're very painful for at least the first, you know, week or so. So I think it's going to be a day-by-day thing. I think we'll get some x-rays and maybe an MRI. And if it's a grade 3, he's going to be probably out. If it's a grade 1, I think they'll hopefully try to tape it down and pad him and see how he does. But I guess we'll know more by the end of the week.
So AC sprain is, wow, that is workable. But it is, as you said, so incredibly painful. This is like for the next several days, he's probably going to be in a chair at night just trying to get a couple hours. It is really hard.
You're saying of sleep, a couple hours of sleep?
Sleep-wise, it's awful, especially if it's a second or third degree. Mm. So Saquon Barkley looked like he injured his hand. They did something to tape it all up, and then, I don't know, played the rest of the game. Did you see anything on that one? It looked like it just got smashed, and I'm...
It almost looked... I mean, they didn't put him in a hard brace. It looked like they put him in a soft wrap, you know? They looked like they taped it up. You know, you know, with a running back, you can't be too rigid with your immobilization because you certainly want to be able to protect the ball.
Right.
But
catch it,
you know,
and tuck it, too.
His legs were still working, which was a good one. But I think he'll be fine. I think they'll just tape him up and rest him up. But it didn't look too serious.
All right. And, Doc, final question for you. For the 75,000 that were there that are suffering this morning with hoarse voice, what is the standard procedure for recovery?
Tea and honey.
Look, Doc, man, I got to tell you, I applaud you for being one of those people, although your voice sounds pretty good. But I know you were there and enjoyed the game. Doc, thanks for being a big part of the program. Let's hope Jalen's okay. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report,
thanks,
Dr. Mark Schwartz. Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
You got it, bud. All right, there he is. For more information on Dr. Schwartz, please go to Burlington County Ortho.
No, I had an AC sprain once, and I had a 2, just under a 3.
Yep.
It was insanely painful.
Wow.
I mean, I had to wear zip-up sweatshirts and cardigans for 4 weeks. I couldn't put a shirt over my head.
Well, so...
But that was 2-3.
Quinyon expressing a pretty good degree of confidence after the game lets me think he probably doesn't have that, but who knows. By the way, Rhea, of course, we're giving away tickets, NovaCare Rehabilitation, once again. They are stepping up with tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, we will give away this week on our program tickets to the NFC Championship game.
The what, Joe? The what?
The NFC Championship game between the Eagles and the Washington. Who knows what their last name
is. Courtesy, of course, of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
James, you ready for the Josh Harris reality of this?
Oh, buddy.
This guy.
Let's go.
This guy, man. This guy. All right. So listen this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock. Spread the word to your family and friends. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 o'clock. 4 times to listen to the show that you need to listen to the show to know the name that is said. And with those 4 names, we will give away the tickets. Friday at 8 o'clock, we're giving away tickets to the NFC Championship
game. Joe Wachter, great point here. First time Josh Harris has made out of the second round.
Yes.
How about that?
Wechter with the pettiness.
That's pretty good.
I love it.
That's pretty good.